Hey there, it's the Pete. This is just going to be a ramble, as I've been meaning to check out the new Audio Boom app for since it came out, basically. I'm a little disappointed that Audio Boo changed their name. I thought the name was cute. I am worried that they are concerned a little bit too much with shallow perceptions. I don't think name changing will help them get more members. I do think it's interesting the number of changes they've made to the interface. I think that's probably a good thing. But from being on the web for, you know, a while now, more than a decade, actually a decade and a half, I feel like just changing your name and your look doesn't really do much, doesn't really help. It's really about building communities, and one of the most successful sites that I think I've ever been involved with or on, active on, is no longer around because they, I guess, weren't growing fast enough, and they made a bunch of changes, and their management wasn't involved closely enough with its users. And that website was called udders.com, and then they switched it to Udderly, utter.li. I think that was their final URL. They really just cut us all off. We were kind of tight with a few of the management, and a bunch of us, and a few of us are still friends. But management was you know, really tight with us for a long time, and then the CEO left the company, which is not unheard of in successful startups and companies these days. But the guy who took over didn't really pick up the slack, you know, as far as staying tight with the community and making us feel like we were investing our time in a company or in a site that was going to stick around. Slowly but surely, things stopped changing on the website. Updates stopped happening. The technology, you know, was really starting to move quickly at the time. HD video was kicking in, and they weren't updating their site to support it. And there were all sorts of problems with format and aspect ratio and all that stuff. Basically, what Udders was a really brilliant idea. They were sort of a hub, a media hub, and so what you'd do is you would upload video or audio or stills or just straight text, and then you would then Udders, the site, would actually cross post your content to wherever else on the internet you wanted it to go. Facebook wasn't as big back then, but you could dump stuff on MySpace, Twitter, YouTube. I think I had it post to my Posterous blog, or Posterous, I can never figure out how to pronounce it, back when Posterous was still around. There's another company that made some changes that did not help things, rather than, you know, listening to their audience, or their users, and trying to build a tight community. So Udders was, like, the best site, like, ever. Like, it was brilliant. It was just great. I mean, it helped. It was easy to build your own community. I mean, not literally your own community, but like your own social network on there. And it also helped build social networks on other social networks, uppercase versus lowercase. You know what I mean? So I could upload a bunch of content, and people on Udders would comment, and then people on Twitter would comment, and then people on wherever else I posted would comment. And so it became this really neat sort of way to, like, do everything all at once. And it made everything simple and easy. And I guess they, like I said, they weren't growing fast enough, and so they just kind of panicked a little bit and made a bunch of changes without telling anybody, got rid of the mascot, which we all really liked, and then, you know, we just felt kind of like, well, if they're just going to change stuff on us, then why, without talking to us, without getting our opinion, why should we stick around? Because, you know, they weren't adding the changes we needed, as their most, you know, active users. So slowly the community started to dwindle, and, you know, they just slowly, and then of course the site eventually went under, and now no one has ever heard of them or no one remembers them. I mean, I'm sure some of us do. Postgres was a very similar problem, or had a very similar problem, where they would just, I never felt welcome there at all. Whenever I would try to suggest things, they would, you know, I mean, if they know, I'm not saying they had to take my advice or anything, but the way they interacted with me was just very sort of like, we know more than you, and thanks but no thanks, et cetera, stuff like that, you know. And it was, in the end, they were bought, and then their site was shut down. I forget who bought them, but I was kind of glad to see them go, because it was just like their site was another one that just didn't listen to users and didn't seem to make much sense when they made their changes. I remember one time I gave them feedback saying, I don't know what the interface is. Like, I don't know what these words mean. Like, they would, I don't even remember what the words were that they used to describe the various types of posts you could make or something like that. But when I suggest him, like, I don't know what these words mean. And then he's like, oh, well, we can educate the user. That's fine. I'm like, you shouldn't have to educate the user. It's the 21st century. It's the second decade of the 21st century. You should be able to create an interface that is perfectly easy to use. Like, I'm looking at the Audio Boom app on iPad. You know, there's no question about how to use it. You don't even need the little describer or the little tutorial when you first open it. It just makes sense. You just swipe through your posts, and if you want to make a recording, you hit the little red circle in the corner. It's very straightforward. It's quite straightforward to use. So I just hope the changes stop here. I hope Audio Boo reaches out to its most active users. Not that I'm one of them, but I hope they have been, and I hope they stop making so many changes, just because, you know, it's stability that makes you feel at home, makes you feel comfortable with a site. Yeah, because I've always thought Audio Boo is a great company. I met them at 140 conference back in 2009 when they were first getting started, and they were super nice. And they just, you know, I just felt like they were so friendly, and I just like, why wouldn't I want to support a company like this? This is great. And good luck, guys. I'm going to try to record more often. Let's just hope that you guys can continue to build an audience, and I'll certainly, link to my posts here and encourage people to join up. Let's see. And is there anything else I can talk about on this topic without veering off? Another site. Oh, I've only got a minute left, but another site that I was very active on that I think, I don't know if they could have done more, just because they were ahead of their time. It was 12seconds.tv. It's a website that let you micro vlog. And they're another group. Actually, no, I met them before 140 conference, but I did meet them at 140 conference. They were also very cool, and also very, like, you know, the kind of people you want to support. But I think they were ahead of their time, and video wasn't adopted as quickly, and the iPhone couldn't shoot video yet, and Android wasn't really a thing yet, or a successful thing. So they had trouble, and unfortunately they went under, and now they're a bunch of clones of 12 seconds, and Instagram is basically 15seconds.tv, and so that's unfortunate. But anyway, I got to wrap up. I got about 5 seconds left, but thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear if you have any comments. This is the Pete signing off.